And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Believe me when I say we have a difficult time ahead of us. But if we are to be prepared for it, we must first shed our fear of it. I stand here without fear because I remember. I remember that I am here not because of the path that lies before me, but because of the path that lies behind me. I remember that for 100 years we have fought these machines. And after a century of war, I remember that which matters most. We are still here! Today, let us make them remember. We are not afraid!
No. No fear, no fear here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, here in Phoenix, Arizona, from the BEAU Tifo Studios of Freedoms with an S, Freedoms Phoenix, Doc Home. Oh, yeah, that's better than most. All right, so Rara Kova, what we're going to be doing is talk about marijuana. Drugs are good, drugs are good. Well, at least this drug. Okay, so Rara Kova, in 2011, she had breast cancer. And, you know, somebody, you know, not sitting down taking, oh, somebody, you know, with a stethoscope around their neck and a white lab coat, tell me, you know, how I'm going to die. You know, how about we not do that? So, finally, she's gone through the process of alternative healing modalities and, you know, and went to people that she trusted, and again, she cured herself. She's like, you know, I'd be good. Well, then she started I Can Heal Now Foundation as a mission to start, you know, training people. You know, people need to know the history of and who's doing what. And she brought in, you know, a gentleman also that's in, Jim Carberry, known as Glaucoma Jim, had many dispensaries in California, but the federal government wanted to explain it to him. All right. So we'll get, you know, how the industry is done in the pharmaceutical, as somebody in Obama said, oh, no, a state's right. Well, I won't leave. I'll leave you alone. And then boom, all the rage started. I'm are we getting it yet? Government's just a gang with a flag, man. I got a badge and I'm going to do you. You're going to do whatever I want to be done. And that's just the way it's going to be. And oh, you thought you had a say, you know, but with communication and the internet and information, it's coming back. You know, there is, you know, it's here we go. You know, the people rising up against the BS. Is it too late? You know, they're going to do it, you know, economically. Are they going to do it, you know, with their civil rights? Are they going to do it? I don't know. But, you know, the government has to come out and start to be perceived as the good guys in some way. Or, man, there's civil war. And it doesn't need to be shooting war. It's just a bit revolution between the ears. You know what? And I don't trust you guys anymore. Which means what? You can't trust the government to protect your property rights. You stop buying property. If you can't trust them to, you know, allocate resources, you know, in the government for services or whatever, you stop giving it to them in the form of taxes. If you can't trust them, you know, to at least give you the truth about your health, about food, about chemicals, about you stop listening. Then you stop voting. Well, if you do vote, they're going, hey, who's the one that's the most outside of it, not in the kind of I don't care, never been a pop jab, Trump. That you know, crazy man or Trump up there. I want to do Trump. I vote Trump. Why? He says, you go, don't care, not them. Don't care. Yeah, but he said something stupid. Don't care. Yeah, but he has a funny head. Don't care. You know, points go up 2 points. The more they say he's outside the system, the more they support. This is a trend. This is something that you can bank on. There's a big, giant shift coming. And it's definitely for the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about you know, marijuana. Drugs are good. Certainly this drug. One of Sarara's areas of interest is cannabis education. In 2012, she established Canna Heal Now, which is devoted to educating people on the medicinal uses of cannabis. And she started a continuing medical education program, Cannabis 101, where it got certified to where doctors can go and get education. And they get, you know, hey, You know, I got to do so many hours a year of continuing education. If I know something, sit in a seminar and, oh, by the way, you know, this one's good. It has a cruise and foot massages or something. Well, I'm, oh, and I can learn, you know, this, oh, about this one. Oh, cannabis. I can learn about that. Okay, let's go do that. Well, she was kind enough to, you know, share with us here. I missed it. So I'm going to get a big giant dose because I was out of state at the time when she did the Breakfast Club. Overcoming marijuana stigmas. And this, let me go ahead and give you just a little bit, you know, the highlights of the topics include on the class, Cannabis 101. And also, Donna, if you go to the archive for today, you know, we have, what is today anyway? It's the 19th, January 19th, Tuesday. You go into the archive and it has all, I mean, just pages of research areas here about, you know, cannabis as medicines, cannabis for anti-cancer agents, you know, how safe is it, how to use it, how to make it, how to. Now, we had Rick Simpson on last week, and he definitely had told all about his experiences with Canada. And now he's in Croatia or something saying, hey, screw it. You know, I'm not going back to Canada. They're as corrupt as America. Because he did not anticipate that. Like the Big Short movie. They can't be that corrupt. Yes, they can. You up close and personal, you can tell. The history of cannabis as medicine. Latest scientific research about this plant. Deal with guilt, shame, judgment from self and others. This is part of the Cannabis 101. Current qualifying conditions, including chronic pain. How to benefit from the medicine without getting high. Well, what's the benefit there? Other ways to ingest without smoking. How to know if it may be beneficial to you. Learn how to obtain your medical marijuana card. And, you know, contact for a lot of different things. So this is the one thing. When we were, Dr. Tamburi and Savarda and Donna and I, we were on a trip in Panama, and we came back and landed in Denver, and he was all excited. He goes, man, you got to go. We got a 6-hour layover. We're going to go do a dispensary, man. Call up Uber, all right? So we go to the dispensary, and it's about what I expect. It's the first one I've been into, but it's about what I expected. You just go in, it's Circle K for marijuana. I mean, you know, whatever. But anyway, you had to show ID. You had to, you know, passport or driver's license or something, and they actually scanned it. You know, they go, you know, okay, well, I guess I'm on that list, you know. So I go in, and they had two counters. One counter, you just go up for the recreational. Another counter for medicinal, and you had to go through a little turnstile subway thing or something, and, you know, have your card to get into that area. And I go, wait, I don't get to go over there? No, that's for, you know, higher doses and medical or whatever. And I go, yeah, but I don't get to go over there? Well, heck, you know, I want to go over there. You know, now you open up a medical dispensary, and I got places I can't go? Well, what kind of crap is that? You know, so anyway, that was fun. But you go in there, and you're asking questions, and they would give you the answers. I mean, a lot of things. What kinds of marijuana do different things? What strengths am I using? How do you measure it? What's the dose? Milligrams of what? You know, this is Donna is not a smoker. She doesn't like it, but when she gets a headache, I mean, and there, she used to get like migraine kind of, oh my God, headaches, you know, 15 seconds, boom, done. You know what? I got her to try it one time. I go, look, it's a medicine, baby. It's all, you just take it. You know, boom, done. You know what? It's her new best friend when it comes to medicines. And I don't have a marijuana card. And it's just like with concealed carry. We're big on, you know, you get to defend your life and so on. The Second Amendment is for everyone. Oh, just go get your card. I am not getting a card. Now in Arizona, we have unrestricted concealed carry. Only took me 20 years. But in marijuana, is it going to get to that point where there is no card? Well, when we come back, we're going to go ahead and get introduced to Sarara Korva and Jim Carberry. Time we got in this segment, let me give you a little Jim Carberry. It's a unique relationship with the cannabis industry spanning over 30 years. I bet your hair used to be longer. Yep. He has been immediately involved, intimately involved as a patient, activist, and educator. Diagnosed with glaucoma in his 30s, Jim has a unique relationship with the cannabis industry spanning over 30 years. He's been, you know, involved as a patient, an activist, an educator. You know, when you get diagnosed with you're going to lose your sight, you know what? What can I do to save my eyesight? Now, for the next what, 7 segments. I promise I'll let them talk. But now you got kind of a why we need 2 hours to do this. When we come back, Sarara Korva is going to tell us every little old thing, and hopefully we can understand the role of government.
When it comes to investing in precious metals, you need a source you can trust who offers you choices and empowers you to maximize your wealth. That's where Roberts & Roberts Brokerage can help. Roberts & Roberts is a trusted name in precious metals. Since 1977, Roberts & Roberts has been providing you with the finest gold and silver bullion, coins, rounds, and bars at genuine and honest prices. They make it easy to invest in precious metals and work with you to suit your investment needs. In addition to offering gold and silver for sale for U.S. dollars, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage is now accepting Bitcoin in exchange for their quality precious metals products. To speak with a professional from Roberts & Roberts about investing in precious metals, call toll-free 800-874-9760. Write this number down, 800-874-9760. Visit Roberts & Roberts online at rrbi.co. That's rrbi.co. On behalf of Roberts & Roberts, here's hoping your day is as good as gold.
To be a part of the show, call 602-264-2800. 602-264-2800. And now, Ernest Hancock.
Welcome back to Declare Your Independence. I'm Ernest Hancock, another independence declaring kind of individual, Sarara Korva. Okay, Sarara, I hear your name a lot. You know, when we're talking about, you know, this information, and are you based out of where? Are you Arizona?
Yes, that's the home base.
Okay, so Arizona, you come, you're living in Arizona when you were diagnosed with breast cancer?
Yes.
Okay. 2011, that's 5 years ago, and what kind of support structure or information or doctors or helping in traditional naturopathic medicine did you have? I mean, did you go in there and they said, oh, absolutely, here, man, you'll just take a hit and you're good? That what happened?
It didn't go quite like that.
No. They want to give you some Kilkin. Did your hair fall out? Did you go through all that?
I did not. I refused it, actually.
Why? Didn't you watch Marcus Welby? I mean, you know, what's
trust
up?
Your doctor? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just knew there was another way to go about it, and I didn't want to do any of the conventional treatments. No chemo, no radiation, no mastectomies. And it didn't take very long from start to finish. I used the right sort of naturopathic and holistic medicine. I did all the...
You got to hold the microphone facing into you. But there you go, like that.
I did the spiritual work. I did forgiveness work. And in 6 months, I shrank a tumor from about 5 centimeters down to about 2, where the doctor was able to remove it as a lump. I very well could have shrunk the whole thing and gotten it gone, but I was a little tired of it by that time. I'd had a tumor for about 3 years prior to subjecting myself to the possibilities of the medicine, of their medicine. So when, by the time I finally got there.
So you decided, you go, okay, I got it. You know, it's kind of the, you know, the periphery is down, it's getting small, and nip it.
Correct.
You know?
Exactly.
Okay. So it's, well, even surgery, that didn't concern you?
No, I felt that was a really good option at the time. And
whatever's left will smoke away?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. And I used a lot of natural means to shrink that tumor from 5 to 2. It took just about 6 months. I went to naturopaths and homeopaths, and I had vitamin C IVs and lots of supplements. And as I said, the spiritual work, which was really key.
Yeah, you got to be in the right mindset. Your body will fight itself if you're all just nutted up all the time. You know, just the stress is the beginning of a lot of this stuff.
That's how we create cancer.
You think?
Is through our mind.
So there are so many avenues of which our body reacts to different stresses. Yes. And the stresses don't have to be just, worry or, I mean, the stresses can be environmental. The stresses are a lot of things, you know, the heck vaccines they give you, you know,
yes.
Here we're going, ooh, here, have this cocktail. And we're going to make us a bunch of money 40 years from now. I mean, ooh, we're going to be in the medical marijuana, as you went through all of these different things, since it was so many, how much do you attribute to cannabis? I mean, why would you even think it would be that as opposed to 15 gazillion other things you were doing?
That's an excellent question.
I thought so.
At the time, in 2011, medical cannabis was very underdeveloped in the state of Arizona. Actually, underdeveloped anywhere, but even more so here. You couldn't really get your hands on the highly concentrated oils that it takes to do the potentially curative work that cannabis can do.
Did they even know that? I mean, now it's like, yes. I mean, and they know, you know, I remember we were talking to, you know, Rick Simpson, and I remember seeing about that time, you know, like 11. So, I mean, this is when he was, and I'm doing, come arrest me, freaking you scumbag, show who you really are, mounted, you know, the Mounties, you know, I just, you know, get me. And he's curing people. Heck, he had cured people, family members on the jury. I mean, yes. it was so corrupt. He was like, what the heck is going on? I'm out of here. I, you know, date women in Croatia. I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
So I'm going, but that had existed. What was the research other than someone like Simpson that was just doing it? You know, where's the, you know, the groups or the countries that had, that you even became aware of the option? How did you even know about it?
Well, Rick Simpson actually is the forerunner in the knowledge of the oil. So he created this oil, but not all Rick Simpson oil is created equal.
Yeah, he definitely wanted to make that point. He goes, just because they put my name on it don't mean nothing.
Not a thing. There's so many ways that it can be badly made. The raw materials are important. The extraction method's important.
And he's really big on the mix of the plants, too. He's like, there's 5 or 6 or 10. If you put them together, you get a full broad band of none shall pass cancer. I mean, you know, so this is just him? I mean,
no, and it actually gets quite a bit more specific than what you just said. He said there are 10 to 20,000 strains of cannabis, and each one has an entirely different chemical makeup.
And I'm willing to research every single one of them.
That's right. So the people that are doing the real research, working with patients and keeping documents, are able to isolate certain cannabinoids that are aggressive towards certain cancers. So there's ways to pair up the cannabinoid constituents in the plants and choose which plants to make the raw material out of for very specific cancer conditions, of which there's hundreds of types of cancers as well. So getting the data together, which is happening now, is the most important thing that can happen to help people to really be able to cure cancer with
cannabis. Okay, now let's talk about that a little bit. We had tobacco industry back to a blah, blah, blah to tell us how great and wonderful and, you know, we need to smoke the right kind of tobacco and you're, you know, you run faster or something. Okay. And I'm going, yeah, so is the cannabis industry in the same situation? They're going to be like, of course it's good for you. You know, so I'm wondering, where is the peer reviewed kind of, objective industry of something, somebody, something?
Well, as you know, research in cannabis medicine has been suppressed for ever.
Yeah, no, Schedule One, man. It's like freaking shooting up heroin or something, which should be available at Circle K. I mean, buy the 7-year-old, get it for grandma. Oh, yeah, they used to do that. It was called laudanum, okay?
Right.
You know, so this whole thing, this drug war, you know, I got to mention this. The El Chapo interview that Sean Penn did for Rolling Stone, and he was on 60 Minutes Sunday, and he claimed failure because, you know, he got arrested, and the big thing was that he had talked to him and how he was hoping to release this, which is one of the big reasons why they may have gotten him. You know, probably the CIA, if somebody knew, where they just didn't care and to get him whenever it was convenient. And it was convenient before this damn, you know, Sean Penn, Rolling Stone thing came out. We're going to make a bad guy out of Sean Penn because he's going to be attacking the drug war. That's what this whole thing was about. And he goes, yeah, you know, it's about me, meet with, and it's not about this freaking stupid drug war. So we could go on and on and on about the numbers and how many people are incarcerated and the damage is done to families and unnecessary, who these guys aren't the bad guys. And, you know, little Charlotte that needs to, you know, stop the epilepsy of we need CBD to, you know, kind of cure it. That's not what this is about. In this show today, the one thing that I wanted to do, we'll go through the stories. You get to tell all the stuff and the impact that you're having on it. But what's of value to me is what we're up against. There is something we're up against. What is it that we're up against? I don't know. Hopefully we can find out, or at least we can surmise, but we got to abandon this. This whole concept, this whole, we can take care of ourselves, which is what I think is the real fear.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it.
Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can listen to LRN.FM via our free-to-air satellite channels? We have channels over nearly all of North America and much of Africa. All you need is an affordable receiver and a dish as small as 30 inches. There are no monthly fees. Learn more at sat.lrn.fm. Plus, if you are a broadcaster or want to be one, this is a good delivery method for our content. See our coverage maps and get details at sat.lrn.fm. That's sat.lrn.fm. sat.lrn.fm.
This is the Liberty Radio Network, broadcasting the latest liberty-oriented audio content 24 hours a day at lrn.fm.
Roads? It's the Ernest Hancock Show. Where we're going, there aren't any roads.
Aurora, what kind of name is that? Where does that come from? Your parents loved you? That was a pretty name?
No, they don't even know how to spell it.
Oh, you just came up with that? You go, I like that name. I vote that one.
Yeah, spiritual.
You know, there should be like a, you know, a coming of age naming ceremony. I get to do my own freaking name.
Yes,
and mine would be something cool. I don't know what it is. I named my kids that. They all got cool names. All right.
Well, after I took the name, somebody told me that it means a wild, untamed woman.
Score. Okay.
That's what I thought.
All right. Well, you didn't know that beforehand?
Actually, no.
Well, where'd you even come up with
I don't even know that it's true, but that's what
I was told.
Where'd
you even come up with the name?
A friend of mine told me to use it, that it's my real spiritual name.
Score. All right. Well, that worked out.
Done is done.
All right. Now, this is, we'll talk to Jim here real quick. You know, let's go ahead, you know, glaucoma Jim. You know, the medicine that you made, why did you make it? What was it? What was wrong with you? What was, you know, prompted you 30 years ago to start doing this?
Well, glaucoma runs in my family. My grandparents went blind from it, and my uncles all went blind from it. It's basically, I was born with a birth defect.
So it's a cause, when you have a genetic disorder like that, how would you go up against it?
Good. I mean, well, the tradition.
Why would you even think you could? You're just going, because I can't, damn it.
Well, yeah, but I wasn't like most people who use cannabis as medicine. You have to decide, I'm going to control my own destiny, and that's what I did. The medical drops, I went through to the ophthalmologist, I went through the whole situation where I almost died from putting drops in my eyes, anaphylactic shock. So I'm allergic to pretty much any of the drops that traditional glaucoma is used for. And then I did some research, and Robert Randall, he was the first patient that the United States government gave cannabis to for his glaucoma.
When, what year was this?
74, I believe, in the middle to end of the 70s. And the he did a study with his ophthalmologist, and it lowered his eye pressure.
Now, glaucoma is the fluid inside your eye, for some reason, builds up pressure and doesn't drain or something.
Correct.
I got a drill.
Yeah. Well, that's funny. They do use a laser to blast a hole in your eye so that it leaks out and that relieves the pressure.
Or you put a stent in, yeah. Or they do some kind of
correct.
Something.
Yeah. Yeah. That, you know, I'm not real candidate for it because I was born this way, so I don't think that they can adjust the way I was born.
You know, I'm not a real candidate for freaking drilling my eyeball either. Yeah, you know, yeah. I'm just going, you know, I say, let me think. smoke marijuana drill bit. Let me think for a second. I think I know where I go.
Yeah.
Okay, so you started doing some research on this, correct. I imagine. You,
right.
With what? Books? The internet?
Yeah. Well, this is before the internet.
I know.
Yeah,
I was thinking 30 years ago. So, it's like, I don't know what the hell you're doing.
I would do, I did research on books. I started to get active in the cannabis world, so I went to the normal conferences. I got to meet Robert Randall and speak to him. So he was... He's like, it works for me. And then I went to an ophthalmologist, got my pressures taken, which were very high, went out to the parking lot, and did 5 hits off a little pipe of some schwag, which I don't know if you know what schwag is.
Bad stuff.
Yeah, it's bad. And it cut my pressures in half in 20 minutes.
And this is not, like, recognized by the medical industry? They were like, it doesn't count?
It's funny you say that, because the doctor kicked me out of the office. When I told him what I did, he's like, get out of here.
After you took the pressure?
Yeah, after the second pressure was taken and it was in half.
Why?
He goes, that's not, I don't like what you did. Please leave. I'm like... Okay, you don't want to find out what really cut my pressures in half. Here's two, in a half hour, different studies of my eye and the pressure in my eye, and you're not going to look at it? Okay, bye. Yeah.
You know, I don't even know what you call that.
I don't either.
I mean, it's not a kind of doctor that I would want to have. I mean, you know, but that's what they create.
That's correct.
You know, and it's probably liability and fear, and all of a sudden the fact that you even walked in with some THC in your bloodstream, they're going to seize my office of, oh my God, what am I supposed to say? Am I being punked? Are you part of a sting operation? Everybody operates in constant fear.
That's correct.
So I'm going, okay. So as time goes, it's fast forward. As this is having such an impact on you, I would imagine you go, and there's a market here. There's, you know, or at least there's a need, and I want to save a lot of people. You know, heck, oh my God, I might even, you know, cover my cost and make money. My God, heaven's a Murgatroyd. See, that's another thing. See, I can see, you know, I want to focus on this. You know, Sarara, you know, you're sitting there, and I'm going like this. Well, yeah, you might make some money. And then I say, oh, and even help and heal people. Yeah, that's it. It's to help and heal people. That's the good part right there. God forbid you make money. See, my point is, if money was bad or a bad motivation.
Well, it's not legal to make money in this industry.
I don't give a crap about. Are we talking legal today? Oh, yeah, is that what we're going to talk about? Is what is and isn't legal?
The bottom line is helping people.
Thank you. So, and you can help me by having more money in my bank account.
Absolutely.
So this is, I mean, things don't, that's one thing I want to emphasize. Things don't continue to happen if there isn't a profit.
Right.
If there isn't a benefit, profit can be helped people. But then it gets to the point where you have like Rick Simpson. You know, it gets to the point where, you know, they would suck off of him and suck off and suck his life out of him and have him risk everything and have him on the front lines and have him. But you need to keep doing it in the amount of all that. And oh, by the way, don't make any money at it because then you get in trouble.
Right.
You know, I'm going, right. How stupid is that? So for a libertarian, you know, free market, anarcho-capitalist kind of anarchist, leave me alone as voluntary, you know, whatever, peaceful and not bothering, you know, bite me, you know. It's somehow, if you make a profit, it's evil. It's not as beneficial. It's not seen as, you know, as pristine. As I'm just here to sacrifice my entire existence so somebody else feels better. That is a sickness. And I'm going, that right there, and to think that you can continue to do that, because, Jim... You know, glaucoma, Jim. You started, you know, making this stuff, and didn't you have dispensaries in California?
I helped open dispensaries in California. Yes.
Okay. Did you make at any point in time? Did you make profit on your supplying this medicine for people?
Well, thank goodness I didn't own the shops. I just was the patient director. So what I did is I set it up for...
So they didn't pay you?
Well, I got paid.
Oh, they paid you. Absolutely. There was some money involved.
And I paid my taxes, and I also got health insurance and all that other stuff that comes with having a good...
Good.
Yeah.
Freaking good. Yeah. Or it would be getting a paycheck... Did it or did it not allow you to help more people?
Absolutely.
Done.
Absolutely.
Free market. I love free market.
Yeah.
Make money, make money, make money.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Sarara's going to go, yeah, but we're here to help people and we're all, and kind of butterflies and stuff. And I'm going, yeah? Do you make a profit?
Absolutely. But it took many years to figure out how to make a profit in this industry.
You know, that's what they do. They want to take away the profit. If there's nobody profiting, they think they won't do it. But on the other side, what happens? Self-interest. People are like, look, hey, man, you know, my personal health is affected, and I can do this myself, and I don't give a crap what the problem. You know what it does? It just saves me money. It's cheaper. How about that? You know? Oh, we'll get into the economics, too.
Uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of FreedomsPhoenix.com get every day. FreedomsPhoenix.com constantly providing the information, the real news about government policies, and the real relationship we all have with the coercive government. The real condition of the economy, innovations in technology, breakthroughs in energy, health, and computer science. Learn the truth well before it's admitted to in the lamestream media. The corporate media, nothing more than distributors of government propaganda, but now there's an alternative. FreedomsPhoenix.com. Constant news updates on the issues that affect your life in the most important ways. With liberty and property under constant attack, FreedomsPhoenix.com provides the understanding behind the propaganda, and it encourages the participation of its readers. Go to FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. FreedomsPhoenix.com. The revolution between the ears has already happened.
It's time for Declare Your Independence with Ernest Hancock.
Who grew up tall and proud in the shadow of the mushroom cloud? This now voices can be heard. Just wanna speak louder and louder and louder. What the hell are we fighting for?
Yeah! What are we fighting for here? Declare Your Independence. Truth, justice, murder. They love me. I'll tell you what they do. They love my teeth. They love my teeth. They love my baby's teeth. They love the children's teeth. They love teeth so much they put fluoride in the water. That's how much they love me. We love you so much, we're going to fluoridate your water because we love your teeth. And I go, really? You think the government loves your teeth? Is that why they do it? They're teeth lovers? Is that their big thing? They've got to load their teeth. Entire industries of this industrial waste that they got to get rid of. The solution to pollution is dilution through my kidneys. Okay, so I'm just going. I don't trust these SOBs, and I'm going. They love my health, or they love my sickness. They love your sickness, and I'm it's all about threat. It's either force or threat of force. That's how you're controlled. And anybody that can help anybody do it, it doesn't matter how much you show that you help people. It doesn't matter the scientific evidence of something's good. It doesn't matter. And I don't even go that far. I'm looking at how much are they infringing on my choices as an individual. Do I get to decide? No, you don't get to decide. We do. Based on because we can. And money that's made by pharmaceutical companies of this and that and vaccine something and ka-ching. You know, I had to warn, you know, the two, you know, we got that, you know, glaucoma Jim and Sarara. You know, I got to keep looking at your name here to say Sarara. I mean, I got to imprint that one. You know, Sarara and say, look, I don't care. I don't care. I don't care about how great it makes you feel. I don't care about how much it cuts your pain. I don't care how much it makes cancer go away. I don't care about the success in the glaucoma. I don't care. I really don't care. I care about my choice to even make the decision myself to search, to look, to obtain, to get. And, oh my God, if it has a market to make money about it. That freedom's the answer. What's the freaking question? So I'm just all, but it does this and it does that. Don't care. Excuse me. Don't care. Oh, I'm sorry. In case you didn't get it, I don't care. Okay. I just want you guys to understand all the great benefits of marijuana. I don't freaking care. I mean, it's good that, you know, it does, and I'm sure it does. That's not the point to me. Do I get the freedom to choose, to research, to do? And sometimes I just like researching, okay? So that is just, you know, bite me. So I want to talk about the laws. I want to talk about the opposition. I want to talk about the industry. I want to talk about the doctor, like the thing where the doctor kicks your butt out of, hey, you halved your pressure? You did this is in 20, what the hell? Tell me about this. This dude, some research. He probably already knew. He just like, man, don't even come in my office.
That's exactly right. Me standing up and speaking to the doctor and explaining what I need was different than he expected. I wasn't going to follow,
doctor's orders.
That's right. Nah, sorry, sir. No, thank you.
You know, that was a Bernays thing. You know, it's this public relations deal. I remember, you know, in America in the 50s, you know, now, you know, it's like chicken wings was waste product ground into dog food. And he's made it into some kind of cool in the bar. Kind of now we got buffalo wings all the rage. And, you know, you get them in every freaking pizza restaurant, whatever, chicken wings. Right here, eat this crap, okay? Then you have bacon was, you know, kind of bacon. Well, that's just, you know, pork belly. We'll make it a thing. Bacon and eggs. And get some bacon and eggs. It has some bacon and egg, bacon and egg, bacon and egg, bacon and egg, bacon and egg. You say it enough times, it's all bacon and egg. What do you want for breakfast? Bacon and eggs. You know, just, you know, throat. At the same time, they're doing follow doctor's orders. Four out of five dentists say, like, I give a crap what they say, okay? You know, this, you know, four out of five doctors smoke Camels. I mean, you know, this is what happened. Doctor's orders. I have doctors, they walk in to work and say, throw a piece of paper at their employer and say, ha, 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 doctor orders says I can or can't or have to or something. I'm so sick of this. You know, I'm looking at something else. When do we take control of our own freaking body, lives, spirit? All right. That's where Sarar comes in. Sarar said, you know, I'm taking charge, man. I'm doing Abercrombie. But, you know, so this is, but I'm sure a lot of people come at it from the very attitude that I'm trying to break right here. Oh, but it's all for the good and to help people. And we're kind of, you know, in the warm and fuzzies, whatever. And I'm sorry. I forgot to tell you. I don't care, okay? I want the individual freedom to be able to do this. And then all that other stuff comes from the freedom. If we don't go for the freedom, which is why the libertarians, and certainly in the 90s here in Arizona, you may remember a lot of the stuff I had a lot to do with, you know, and all this kind of, we don't freaking care. It's all about the freedom of the individual. That's what they don't want to talk about. So I need to know, when you're going through this, your experience and what was effective, is there they've convinced you? Is the media, the news, they get, oh, it's okay only if you talk about, you know, the health benefits and that and nobody made any money, it cost you money and you sold your house and you had to mortgage and did everything to help other people, and the fact that you were suffering so much to help other people, that's the positive news story or something? Why does it go down that way? You understand my point? You're only positively covered in the news if you are impoverished by helping other people. You're not allowed to make money. So do you take that tact?
It's the Mother Teresa syndrome.
It's a sickness.
It's exactly right.
So what are you, a libertarian or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Okay. You know, Sarara.
Admit it.
Well, see, this is what you're coming up against. You know, this has been, because this issue has been so dominated by, you know, the considered the left, the liberal. And so, and they go, yeah, and I even have progressive media are freaking out in 12 when Gary Johnson was running for governor. No, 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 no. Don't support the Liberty. He's just good on weed. That's not. We're about something else. We're about, you know, not making money and helping something. I don't know what the hell are they about. You know, so I'm going, Sarara, help me out here. You know, I'll keep talking if you don't inject and tell me I'm wrong.
Well, of course, you're right. But I don't know what you want me to talk about.
Well, my thing is this. The reason this industry has not, you know, proliferated more is because they threaten people's livelihoods.
Absolutely. No question about that.
It's a money thing. It's a control thing.
It always has been. The medicine has been medicine forever. There was propaganda and industrialists that in the 30s that took it away from us. It's still medicine. It's always been medicine. It always will be. So we, the people, have had to take back the right to have this medicine.
Well, when Jim started coming up with the, I'll just do it myself, these are recipes from when?
He found the recipe in an 1830s apothecary handbook.
1830s?
Yes.
No, I think it was the 1860s. Sorry. But
18-something. I mean, damn. Pre-Civil War.
Yeah. My great-grandmother lost all her teeth. And this is a big thing in the family story, is she started taking cannabis from that the doctor told her to get at from the store so that she would continue to eat. And also so it would heal her gums, because she had gum disease, and it actually healed her gums. And she stopped eating, and they gave her this medicine, the cannabis tincture, and she lived 30 years later, 30 years long. And when it went illegal, she was so upset because she couldn't get her medicine anymore. And could not get tincture anymore.
Now, a tincture is you take the material, you put in some kind of like ether or isopropyl alcohol.
It's alcohol. Ethyl alcohol, you know,
yeah, drinkable. So you take it and it pulls it out, and right. Then you keep it so it still has the alcohol in
correct,
it.
Correct.
So it's like the snake oil. I mean, it really, the real working snake. Some of that snake oil was good snake oil, wasn't it?
Yes.
They're going, yeah, you know, the snake. So that's, yeah, see, that was part of the little lexicon going on,
correct.
Too. Oh, you don't trust that guy. It's marijuana tincture.
Right. Well, cannabis was in 65% of all medicines until the 30s when they made it illegal.
65% of all medicines. There's something else going on. You start to feel it. You know, and
yeah,
what do they use?
Talk about that.
Law and economics.
Yes.
I'm gonna
propaganda.
Pump the crap out of this economic thing.
Yep.
All right, we got another hour. I'll even let them talk. I pinky swear. Okay? This is because what's going to happen? Oh, it does this and it's good for that. Yeah? So freaking what? You know that? I don't care.
It needs to be available to
it
people.
Needs to be available because I'm a free human being.
Yes.
And I get to make my decisions.
Yes.
Sarara cured her own breast cancer.
Yes.
He cured his, or at least delivered his glaucoma. What about you?
This is your Robertson Roberts Brokerage Daily Precious Metals Update. In early trading Tuesday, gold is $4 lower at $1,086 per ounce. Silver is 8 cents higher at $14.10 per ounce. Bitcoin is trading at $385. Robertson Roberts has been helping people invest in precious metals for nearly 40 years. If you want to find out more about gold and silver, give us a call today, 800-874-9760, or visit us online at rrbi.co.
More Declare Your Independence is coming up next, live, after the news, here on the Liberty Radio Network, LRN.FM.
From Keene in the Shire, the Liberty Media capital of the world, this is Daryl W. Perry, host of FPP Radio News for Tuesday, January 19th, 2016. Silver is trading at $13.94 per ounce. Gold is valued at $1,090 per ounce. And according to BitcoinAverage.com, the average price of Bitcoin is $385. Antiwar.com reports that Saudi warplanes on Monday attacked and destroyed a police station in the Yemeni capital city of Sana'a, killing at least 26 people and wounding at least 15 others. The tolls are expected to rise, with locals saying as many as 30 others are unaccounted for and believed trapped under the debris. There is not a final statement on the identities of the victims, but the indications are that the overwhelming majority of the slain were Yemeni police, with a handful of other members of the Shiite Houthi faction that rules the city also present. Saudi Arabia attacked Yemen last March, attempting to reinstall the former Hadi government in power and expel the Shiites. Over that period, there has been a massive civilian death toll from Saudi airstrikes, which have been pounding residential areas across the nation. In recent weeks, the airstrikes have been heavily concentrated against Sana'a, as previous predictions of ground troops quickly capturing the city have not borne out, and pro-Saudi forces appear increasingly resigned to having their temporary capital in the southern port city of Aden.
The Daily Decrypt is a Monday through Friday newscast about all the best news in cryptocurrencies and peer-to-peer networks. Know what's hot in the world of digital money, borderless trade, and cutting-edge communications. Available on YouTube, SoundCloud, and Facebook Video. The Daily Decrypt is the news of the future.
UPI reports ride-hailing service Uber has announced plans to partner with Munich-based Airbus to provide on-demand helicopter flights. Airbus chief executive Tom Enders shared the news at a technology conference in Munich on Sunday. The service will be tested at the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah later this month. Enders did not say how much rides would cost. Uber first tested an Uber chopper service in 2013 between Manhattan and New York City and the Hamptons in Long Island. The Wall Street Journal reported the company has also offered helicopter rides at events such as the Cannes Film Festival and the Bonnaroo Music and Art Festival. Those rides cost from several hundred to several thousand dollars. And in New York City, a proposed compromise between Mayor Bill de Blasio and a union of carriage drivers would remove horse-drawn carriages from the streets and limit them to Central Park. As per the deal struck Sunday night, carriages and their horses will be restricted to the 842 acres of the public park instead of routes intertwined with and alongside the city's busy roads. If passed by the city council, the deal will also cut the number of working horses in the city from 180 down to 110 by December. Ultimately, the number would decrease to 95 as it progresses. Enforcement of the agreement will begin June 1st.
For nearly 40 years, Roberts & Roberts Brokerage has been a trusted source for buying and selling precious metals like gold and silver. They also take Bitcoin for precious metal purchases and have permanently removed the minimum purchase amount for all orders paid in the digital currency. Call Roberts & Roberts today for knowledgeable advice on buying and selling precious metals and a forward-thinking approach to new technologies. 800-874-9760 or visit online at rrbi.co.
Reuters reports President Barack Obama declared a state of emergency in Michigan on Saturday and ordered federal aid for state and local response efforts in the county where the city of Flint has been contending with lead-contaminated drinking water. Michigan Governor Rick Snyder had asked the president to declare both an emergency and an expedited major disaster in Genesee County to protect the safety of Flint residents. Obama is authorizing the Federal Emergency Management Agency to coordinate disaster relief efforts there, according to the White House. The action is being taken to lessen or avert the threat of a catastrophe in Genesee County, according to a statement from the White House. Snyder sent the Michigan National Guard to distribute bottled water and other supplies in the area earlier in the week. A financially struggling city, Flint was under control of a state-appointed emergency manager when it switched its sources of tap water from Detroit's system to the nearby Flint River in April 2014 to save money. Flint, which is about 60 miles northwest of Detroit, returned to using that city's water in October after tests found elevated levels of lead in the water and in the blood of some children. This has been FPP Radio News, online at fppradio.com.